And on the line now, I have Amanda Nigoan. Hello, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Noel. I'm good. How are you?
Okay, now you're a day celebrations going on in there. So, I remember we were in there last year with the full crew, and it was very exciting and plenty of things going on. So, give us an outline of what's happening.
Yeah, I know they did a full OB from here last year, but actually, it's just myself and Stella and Lisa down here today, and there's absolutely loads going on. Major bustle happening here. Actually, they've just started the speeches, and the Master of Ceremonies is Ortiz Shayburn. So he's chatting to everybody now, but there's live music down here, there's food from lots of different countries, and it's to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the accession countries into the EU since 2004.
Okay. Have you tasted any of the food yet?
A little bit now. I'm not very adventurous. Stella's doing a lot of the tasting for me because I'm a vegetarian. I'm always a little bit cautious when it comes to this, but there's plenty going on down here. So Faroga are also launching their video that they produced on young people and EU citizenship. Mm-hmm. Which is happening here today as well. And also the winner of the EU Commission and Irish Times Student Media Award, Dylan White is his name. He's going to accept his prize today for his entry on the subject, the European Union and what it means to me.
Okay. Now, you mentioned some entertainment will be going on as well. Has some of it started? Have you seen anything yet?
We haven't. We've seen lots of fantastic people walking around in beautiful costumes, lots and lots of colour. And we've heard a few of them warming up now, but they haven't launched in. I think once Shay is finished speaking, Pascal Dunne, who's also going to talk as well today, and once they've done that, then I think all the entertainment will kick off.
Mm-hmm. Some of the entertainment, Slovakia, Hungary, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia and Latvia. It's something a little bit like the Eurovision.
we won't mention the Eurovision today. No. We're still a little bit sore about that, I think.
Okay, and you're going to be talking to some more people later on as well.
Yeah, so we're hoping once Dylan has finished speaking that he'll have a little chat to us about his piece, The European Union, and what it means to me, because it's quite relevant with the EOA, the Europe on Air series, which we have running at the moment. So I think it'll be great to get a little bit of insight from him.
Okay, will you be talking to anyone from the youth organisation for OIGA?
We will try and grab them as well at some point if we can, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well,
so everyone's literally just standing listening to the speeches at the moment. So
okay.
Well,
I'll let the speeches go on and I'll come back to you just after the break at 12:30. Is that okay, Amanda? But if anything comes up in the meantime, just give us a call and I'll put you straight on.
Okay. Super duper.
Thanks a lot, Amanda.
Thanks, Mel. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Going straight over now to the EU House in Mulder Street and Amanda Nigoan. Over to you, Amanda.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. All exciting okay. There.
Well, all the entertainment has kicked off down here now, so everything's getting a bit more exciting. All the speeches and stuff are over and the awards have been handed out. And I'm very lucky to be joined by somebody from Faroga. I've got Jessie Reid here with me. Hi, Jessie, how are you?
Hiya.
So, Jessie, you guys have just played a video that you guys produced. What was it called?
A Day in the Life of a Young European.
And do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, basically, we've been researching topics since February. We got funding from the European Commission. And we decided to create a video on an education pact to show people how the European Union affects us on a daily basis. So we researched different topics like health, food, safety and travel, which affect us obviously on a daily basis. And we created a fun way of educating people our age and hopefully older about Europe and its effects. So we hope to have that published.
Super. And can people get their hands on that or is it online?
The video itself is on YouTube, but the education pack, I'm actually not too sure about at the moment. We'll probably send it out to a few different schools. Right now it's available here, but that's not very much use to people on the radio.
That's okay. But I'm sure they can just check out the Faroga website or go onto the Twitter or the Facebook page and they'll be able to get lots of information there. And what was it that inspired you guys to take on this project?
Faroga is actually involved in a lot of things and they just try and do any projects that come to mind. So when the European Commission actually were talking about this, Faroga obviously volunteered straight away. They said that they'd love to get young people involved in it. So.
And was there a big group of you involved?
There's 9 of us in all, I think. So we all just volunteered to do it.
Great, so you all had your own different tasks and things like that.
We each had to choose a topic and then we had to base ourselves around that topic. So there's 9 topics in total, and then we each had to write about it.
Super, well, it sounds fantastic, and the video is great. Well done, good job on that.
Thanks a million.
Great, and I'll just move over now. We have Dylan White here. Dylan's actually the winner of the European Commission and Irish Times Student Media Award. Hi, Dylan, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
So what was your piece entitled?
I was saying the European Union, what it means to me, and I just kind of went over like my experiences of traveling in Europe, my experience of meeting Europeans coming to Ireland, playing sport with them, and just really kind of how it has helped broaden my horizons and, you know, develop me as a character.
And do you think there is a difference in how you feel as a European citizen or as an Irish citizen?
Well, I think it's been part of a union that's so vast and with new countries looking to join the whole time. I think we are European, we are Irish in our own right. We we have the Irish language, we have elements of Irish stuff that Europeans don't necessarily have, but overall we are European, and it's great to be part of the European Union.
Yeah, it is. And also, what inspired you to actually enter this competition? Was it a nationwide competition?
I was the current affairs and sport editor of the award-winning UCC Motley magazine, and I said I'd throw that in there. And I just seen the advertisements on social media for this award, and I said I'd throw my name in the hat. Never in a million years did I think I'd win it, but here I am now.
And it's a fantastic thing to win. Was there many rounds or stages, or did you have to fight off much competition?
It was just basically you write 750 words on what the European Union means to me, and I'm sure it was a competition across all universities and colleges in Ireland, so I would assume there was strong competition.
Well, that's super. Well, congratulations. And what's next for you, David or Dylan? What do you think you'll do now? Will you continue writing?
I think the future is there's loads of possibilities for the future, and I wouldn't rule anything else.
Great, we might hear you on the airwaves soon as well down in Cork.
You never know.
Great, thanks a million, Dylan, it was a pleasure. So that's it now. So everything down here, we're all going to go off now and taste a bit of the food and listen to some of the music and the songs.
Now
and everything else that's going on down here.
Okay, so now you can relax and enjoy the event.
Oh, I think I'll take the headset off now, put the mic down and go off and taste a bit of Europe.
Okay, and do that. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Talk to you soon. No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.